faster than a speeding bullet, more powerful than a locomotive, able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane, it's Superman!
It's Superman, strange visitor from the planet Krypton, who came to Earth with amazing physical powers far beyond those of mortal men, and who, disguised as Clark Kent, mild-mannered reporter for a great metropolitan newspaper, wages a never-ending battle for truth and justice. Today, Superman, in his guise of Clark Kent, is in his apartment with his friend, the famous Batman, when a shocking thought occurs to him.
Now, Batman, I'm more certain than I was before that Willie Snyder, the burglar who discovered my double identity, revealed my secret to someone before he died.
What? Why do you say that, Clark?
Wait just a minute, and you'll see for yourself.
Fellas and girls, don't ever be a coat holder. You know what that is? Well, let me tell you. A coat holder is a guy who always stands ready to hold someone's coat in a fight, but will never stand up and fight for himself. He's the guy who says, "Don't let that so-and-so call us names. Let's you and him fight it out. I'll hold the coats." Brave, isn't he? I'll say he is not. Yet that's true in cases where the fight is really important, where it's everybody's fight, where every one of us should be in there swinging, such as the fight against prejudice. Gang, don't ever be a coat holder where something so important as that is concerned. Now, I don't say that you should actually go around slugging everyone who says something nasty about you or other people, because there are other, more effective ways to fight anything so mean and low as racial and religious prejudice. How? Well, it's very simple. You just treat your classmates and neighbors, all of them, like regular Joes, no matter what their race or religion, you deal a body blow to the enemy. And if you cold-shoulder the guy who uses ugly words that smear another fellow's race or religion, you lash out with an uppercut that sends prejudice reeling. You see, this is everyone's fight, because when neighbor is made to feel intolerant of neighbor, our country's strength is weakened and all of us suffer. So if you love your country, be on the alert. And when you see or hear things that you consider intolerant, don't let them pass by. Keep driving against such things until prejudice in America goes down for the count.
Now, the adventures of Superman. Seriously wounded in a gunfight with a police officer, an ex-convict named Willie Snyder told Biggie Conroy, a racket boss, that he knew who Superman was, and he produced Superman's costume to prove it. Snyder explained that he had entered an apartment in the Maple Crest Arms intending to rob it, but discovering a secret closet behind a movable wall panel in which was the costume and red cape of Superman, he realized that he was in the apartment of Superman himself. But before he could say more, the burglar died. However, Biggie Conroy, his greed excited by visions of the fortune he could make if he knew who Superman was, made plans to uncover the Man of Steel's disguise. He explained his plan to Chopin, his piano-playing companion.
You see, Chopin, I've got Slick Bailey posing as a big paint contractor. And he got the job to paint the Maple Crest Arms apartments where Superman lives.
I get it, Piggy. That way Slick can get in all the apartments, huh?
That's the idea. He goes over all the walls till he finds the one with a movable panel and secret closet. And when he finds that one, we know the guy who lives in the apartment is Superman.
As we continue now, it is the following day. Biggie Conroy is walking the floor, his heavy jaws champing nervously on a dead cigar. Chopin, by request, is playing the piano in an effort to soothe the frazzled nerves of his chief.
Can it, Chopin? Can it?
Can what, Biggie?
The music! It don't help none.
Oh. I'll play you some ragtime. I know you like that. How's that, huh?
No good. Cut it out.
Oh, you want I should play sweet, maybe? Like this?
I don't want you should play sweet or any other way.
Oh, come, Biggie. I thought you always feel good when I play.
Well, I don't feel good now. I feel nervous.
Oh, well, I got just a ticket for that. Your favorite piece. You know.
Stop it! You hit that music box again, Chopin, and I'll brain you with it.
All right. Never seen you like this before. What's eating you, Biggie?
I ain't heard from Slick yet. That's what's eating me.
Oh, that.
Yeah, that. I'm sitting here with all the dough in the world just waiting for me to pick it up. Only I can't pick it up till Slick finds that secret closet and I know who Superman is.
Slick can't find it out right away, Biggie. It might take weeks, maybe.
Weeks? Are you kidding?
No, I'm not kidding. There's 84 apartments in that building, remember? Slick might have to paint every one of them before he finds the right one.
Yeah, he don't have to paint any of them.
What do you mean? How else is he going to get in those apartments?
Well, the way we figured it is, he... Wait a minute. Hello?
And you, Biggie?
Yeah, Slick?
Hey, is that Slick?
Hey, listen.
Oh, shut up, Egghead.
Oh, me?
No, not you, Slick. I was talking to Chopin.
Ah, what's on your mind, Biggie? I got a message to call you.
You know what's on my mind. You find it yet?
Not yet. Give me a little time.
You had plenty of time. You were in the building all day yesterday and this morning.
Sure, but it takes time to go over an apartment. Good, I mean. And there's 84 apartments in this joint.
Yeah? Well, how many apartments you checked so far?
Just about half. I finished the first four floors, and I'm starting on the fifth now.
Well, you ought to find it pretty soon, then.
Sure.
Well, call me the minute you do.
Okay, Biggie.
Well, get going. So long.
So long.
Satisfied now, Clark?
What do you mean, Batman?
Are you satisfied that I was right when I said Willie Snyder died before he could tell anyone you're Superman?
Well, I admit it looks that way.
There's no doubt about it. He hid in that old fire station after the shooting. Then when it got dark, he crawled into the park where the police found him and died.
It could be. What happened to my costume? We know he had it with him when he left this apartment.
He probably dropped it somewhere. He was very badly wounded, you know.
Yes, I guess that's the answer. Snyder had contacted his pals, as I suspected. It seems to me I would have heard from them some way by now.
Of course. Well, if your mind's at ease, I'll leave you. Robin tells me there are a couple of important cases waiting for my attention.
Oh, sure. Go right ahead, Batman. I appreciate all you've done, by the way. Thank Robin for me, too, huh?
Forget it, chum. You saved my hide and Robin's more than once. Oh. And I'll just climb back into Bruce Wayne's clothes before I leave. And Batman, get up, attracts too much attention.
Bruce Wayne, the playboy. You certainly don't look like the dynamic Batman in that nifty plaid drape model.
You don't exactly look like Superman either in that quiet business suit and horn-rimmed spec.
I guess not.
There, all set. Well, so long, Clark.
So long, Bruce. And thanks again. Hey, wait a minute.
Somebody at your door. Who?
That's just Johnson, the building superintendent.
Oh.
Just a minute. Hello, Johnson. What can I do for you?
I've got the painting contractor here, Mr. Kent.
Painting contractor?
Mr. Bailey.
I'm Bailey.
Oh.
Just want to look over your wall, see what shape they're in before I send my painters in. Only take me a few minutes.
Just a minute, Mr. Bailey.
Yeah?
I wasn't told that my apartment was to be decorated.
Well, the agent just decided on it the other day, Mr. Kent. He's having Mr. Bailey's company paint all the apartments with that new fireproof paint.
Oh, I see. And
that's wonderful stuff, Mr. Kent. My paint makes your walls and floors absolutely fireproof. Just let me check your walls.
No, wait a minute.
What's the matter?
Well, I don't want my apartment painted.
You don't?
No, I...
Well, that's a new one on me. Most tenants are tickled when they hear I'm going to decorate their apartments.
Yes, well, you see, Mr. Bailey, I'm allergic to paint.
You what?
I'm allergic to paint. The smell of it makes me sick. Isn't that right, Bruce?
What? Oh, yes.
You see? But thanks very much anyhow, gentlemen. Goodbye.
Now, wait a minute. There's no smell to this new paint.
Now, look, I don't...
So you can forget all about
well,
that.
Well, just the same, I... Well, anyhow, I can't have my apartment messed up now. I'm expecting out-of-town guests, and they're going to stay quite a while.
Oh, that'll be okay, Mr. Kent. I won't send them in till you say so. But I got to check the walls myself in advance, see? Then they can be painted whenever you say. It'll only be a few minutes.
No, wait a minute.
Oh, sure, he'll only be a few minutes, Mr. Kent. Won't inconvenience you at all.
Helpless, unable to protest further without arousing suspicion, Clark Kent watches Slick Bailey begin to examine the walls of his apartment, behind one wall of which is the secret closet. We'll be back in a moment for the tense climax of today's episode. So keep listening.
The other day, gang, a comedian panicked his audience by saying, "My skin is milky white because I drink a lot of milk." It was such a silly idea that his listeners were doubled up laughing. But strangely enough, some people have other equally silly ideas about skin color, and nobody laughs at them. In fact, some of us swallow their weird tales as the real thing. Well, we think it's time you knew the real reason why your skin is a certain color. So here's the scientific truth. Listen carefully. Scientists have discovered that skin color is determined by two special chemicals found in our blood. They are called carotene and melanin. Now, carotene is the chemical that gives skin a yellowish color. Melanin gives it a brown color. Nobody's skin color is made up of just carotene or just melanin. Everybody's color is a mixture of both. If you are a Negro or dark-skinned, you have more melanin than carotene. If you are Oriental or light-skinned, you have more carotene than melanin. The different combinations of the brown and yellow colors these chemicals give, plus the pinkish tinge that comes when the blood vessels show through, give various shades to the human skin. It's just a matter of how the combinations are made. That is the accurate scientific truth, and don't let anyone tell you different. Next time some two-bit talker says he's better than someone else because of the color of his skin, just ask him what's so extra special about his carotene and melanin combination. Of course, you will know the answer.
And now, back to the adventures of Superman.
Standing tensely with Bruce Wayne at one end of his living room, Clark Kent watches as Slick Bailey, who pretends to be a painting contractor, moves slowly along the walls, testing and tapping them.
Bruce, I've got a feeling he's looking for the secret closet.
What makes you think so, Clark?
Look how he's tapping at the walls and listening. It's obvious he's hunting for the hollow panel.
Oh, you're imagining things. How could he know about it?
Maybe Willie Snyder told him about the secret closet before he died.
Oh, now look, Clark.
Sure, this fellow's looking for it. When he finds it, he'll know I'm Superman.
You're just jumpy, Clark. You're just imagining.
Why not, I tell you? Since when do painters go around tapping on walls like that?
Well, he might be looking for cracks.
Oh, he's not, and you know it. He's looking for the secret closet.
Well, if you're sure...
I am.
Well, then what are we waiting for? Let's give him the old heave-ho. Come on.
No, Bruce. If we do that, then he'll know this is the apartment.
So what? You'll have him locked up or something?
No, no good. We don't know how many others Snyder told this to. If we touch this man or stop him, we'll tip our hand.
Well, then what are we going to do?
I don't know. Great Scott!
What now?
He's finished the living room. Going into the bedroom. That's where my secret closet is.
Uh-oh.
He'll find it in a minute. Then he'll know I'm Superman. What'll I do, Bruce? What'll I do?
Yes, Superman, what can you do? In only a matter of moments now, Slick Bailey will discover the secret closet and report to Biggie Conroy that you, Clark Kent, are Superman. Think fast, Superman. You have only moments, perhaps only seconds, before your most cherished secret is discovered, and you will be revealed to the underworld. What are you going to do? Never before has Superman been in such a predicament as this, fellows and girls. Can you see how he can possibly save himself? Whatever you do, don't miss Monday's thrilling and amazing episode. Be sure to tune in, same time, same station, for Chapter 9 of The Mystery of the Stolen Costume on The Adventures of Superman.
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC Comics Magazine and is brought to you Monday through Friday at this same time. This program came from New York. Stay tuned to your mutual station for Captain Midnight, which follows in just a moment. And right after Captain Midnight, you will hear Tom Mix and his Ralston Straight Shooters. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.